AM WGIL.
814 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher, Tyler Gum. Thanks for being with us. It's Wednesday, getting you over the hump, heading toward the weekend. And we're going to be a little wet maybe this afternoon, this evening, and tomorrow. But once we get to Friday and Saturday, it's going to be really, really nice and very nice for an event. Annual event coming up at Kiwanis Park, and that will be the NAACP's annual cookout. And somebody looking at you through the window, Dwight. our guest this morning, the vice president of the local NAACP chapter, Dwight White, joining us. Dwight, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So how many annual is this event? Do you know?
I want to say 17, but
it's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for quite a while, yes. Yeah.
And what to talk about kind of the start and the thought process behind getting this event started.
Well, we started by trying to figure out something that we could do for the community or with the community. And so we put this together. We circled it around returning back to school, you know, like Bud Billiken does in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so we started our cookout by that, you know, deciding to try and see what we could do and give a party for kids that are, as they could return to back to school.
And you call it, it's a cookout, but it's a whole lot. I mean, so much more than just, yes, there is food.
Yes,
and that's
there's
a big part,
definitely food.
But there's so much else that goes on. And you mentioned back to school. Well, one thing is that, you know, kids are going to be able to get some school supplies, among other things.
Yes, we're collecting backpacks, pencils, paper, crayons, just a myriad of the school supplies, and we're putting them in backpacks, and we're going to give as many away as we can collect. I got a shout out for the community, because all this stuff is being donated. All the backpacks have been donated from our community people, and they have just done great for us this year. Great.
And I'm sure you can never have too many. I'm sure if somebody still wants to donate, is that possible?
Oh,
still?
Yes, okay. Definitely. Just contact myself or our president, Devon, at Knox College, and we will definitely put together some more backpacks and school supplies.
And so how will that whole process work if a parent is wondering, it's like, yeah, my child could use, you know, they don't have a backpack they could use. How will that process work? Will there be, like, tables set up?
Just come out. We're going to start at 10 o'clock, and probably we're going to eat like 12 o'clock, and we're just going to give out backpacks. It's free. Just if you're there, and we will get something.
All right. Very good. Okay. So you mentioned food. You'll be cooking out. What's on the menu?
My favorite is hot dogs and my excellent juicy hamburgers.
There you go.
Thank you. Baked beans, potato chips, something to drink. And
you know, it's summertime. You can't, it's summer cookout, basically.
You can't beat that.
Again, Kiwanis Park coming up. It gets underway at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And I don't know if every year's been good weather-wise, but I don't know, especially whoever's working next to the grill. I don't know if you're going to be able to beat this with a high of 70.
That's my job. I'm the grill master. And so hopefully it's going to be a nice weather. It says it's going to be around 70, so I don't have to bring my fan this year. We've had a couple years where it was really scorching, telling you.
And it's warm working the grill anyway, especially a big grill with that much stuff on it. All right, so the event also takes a lot of volunteers, obviously, to get this done.
Tons of volunteers. Tons of people that are going to help. Our local police department, sheriff's department, GHAS, the YMCA, Solutions Program. I don't want to miss anybody. We've got people coming from
the Men of Distinction and Women of Character from Carl Sandburg College.
And thank you, Anthony and them. They come every year. They are just great. They help just do anything that we ask them to do. Health Department, I think I mentioned them. Discovery Depot. Gosh, it's just going to be a blast. We're going to have the Humvee out there. Kids going to be able to look at that. They're going to bring canines out and do demonstrations. We have a lady that's coming that's going to show us how to repurpose things. We're going to have face painting, and we're going to be part this year of the Great Trash Can Redux.
Okay, and explain that.
Great Trash Can Reduct is they're beautifying some trash cans.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
I think it's called the Blue Brick. It is where it's done at mostly, but the two people they're gonna give us a can.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're gonna paint it, and then we're gonna design it, and it's gonna be somewhere in the city.
Okay.
Our little design, you had to put a design in, and we're gonna put handprints on it and people's names on it, and just so they can walk by later on sometime downtown and say, there's our trash can,
That's my handprint and my name. That's
but we
really
want to
cool.
thank
yeah.
the downtown council and the people that are putting this together.
Yeah.
And they're working with us great. And I think that's going to be a piece of memoir.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dwight White joining us. He is the vice president of the local NAACP chapter. The annual cookout at Kiwanis Park this Saturday gets underway at 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, the other neat thing is, and I don't care – you know, what, as a child growing up, I don't care what your background is, what neighborhood you live in. Sometimes you're a little intimidated seeing a person in uniform, whether it's somebody from the sheriff's department,
Correct.
Police department, fire department, even, and like you said, even the people from Jihas can be a little bit intimidating for kids. It's a chance for the kids to interact and kind of find out that, hey, they're human beings too, just like me.
They are part of our community and they're there to help. Yeah. And believe it or not, no matter what's going on in our country, the police department, the fire department, these people are there to help. Just like our health department, they're there to help. So we're just elated that they do this almost every year for us, and we have a great, great time. If you don't have any plans for Saturday, and if you do have plans for Saturday, come out. I think you'll enjoy it, and this is for the whole community. Everybody in our community is invited. So please take the time, come by, say hello. You know, to eat a hot dog, a hamburger, mm-hmm. and if you need a backpack, pick one out.
There you go. And how about, is there any other entertainment going on, or we watch Dwight on the grill, or is there other entertainment too?
Well, that's definitely a little entertainment. Samina McCord, she comes out and she, no, well, we could, if you guys talk nice, she might sing a
man,
song
that
for
would be
us.
Great.
That, one year we did, we had just kids come out, and each kid did a song. And so, you know, we might get a chance to do that again this year, but she supplies us with all the music.
Okay.
And it's, we hit the 60s all the way through to yesterday.
Gotta have something to keep you going on the grill. Right?
Yeah. We're going to have a gentleman's come out, isn't it? Jay Jilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be cutting hair for us.
Oh, wow.
He's bringing a lady out. She's going to do a little bit of braiding for us.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's just, I mean, you don't want to forget anybody.
Well, I think that part leaves you and I out, the braiding. I think we're
Well.
Much as I'd like to have enough to do that, I'm out.
I just wonder if I could get any extensions.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's a thought. We'll have to check that out. Again, it's this Saturday at Kiwanis Park. Gets underway at 10 o'clock in the morning. And how late will things go? You say you kind of start eating at noon, and just how late will the festivities go?
It runs usually to 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock. Or you know, whenever everybody's really tired, but we know we're scheduled from 10 to 2. But it's been known to run over a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So, again, I mean, if you like to donate and help out, especially with school supplies, backpacks, whatever, as far as the food, is that all set, or do you need more donations as far as that goes?
We've got that covered now. Perfect. So,
and is that donated as well, or do you guys have to pay for that?
That's part of that. We're the NAACP. We do the food.
Okay, so it is a cost to the organization, though. Which,
it's a pretty big cost
for providing that much food.
At the end of this month, the 26th of August. We're going to have our gala.
Mm-hmm.
It's our dress-up day. You know, you dress up, put on your finest duds, come out. It's at Knox College. And we have a meal. We have auctions. Our local mayors and senators and representatives and everybody in the community comes out. Tickets are like $30 a person. Mm-hmm. But we have a great time also. And that's where we generate our money. You know, we have we give out scholarships and have this function and other things we do. So that's our fundraiser. If you have another time, August the 26th, NAACP Gala, be there or be square, as they used to say.
Yeah. So that, and that'll be at Knox, you said?
It'll be at Knox College. So. And you can check any NAACP member and they have tickets for that.
Well, and again, that's, you know, the major fundraiser, like you said. You need things like that to be able to put on an
Correct.
Event like this for the community.
Yes.
And it's, you know, what's been great, and I've said this to other people who've been in with charitable organizations, that no matter what the economy is like, this is a really, really giving community. And it's obviously they've been giving to your organization as well to be able to put on, because this is a huge event. And that's, yes. I mean, especially providing food for a whole lot of people, that's an expensive proposition.
Providing food, but it's the help that you get from your community. I mean, just people from all walks of life. We've got people that's going to come out and help us set up. So if you don't have anything to do, come out and help us set up. Yeah. Come out, run a game. Just come out and enjoy the day. But because we have professors and janitors and everybody from every walk of life that's out here, going to be out here this Saturday.
All right, 10 o'clock in the morning this Saturday out at Kiwanis Park on the east end of town there. If you don't know where it's at, you go down Main Street, turn right onto Michigan Avenue there between the Hy-Vee Gas and the Hy-Vee, and you'll go down the hill and back up the hill. There it is right on your left.
And you can't miss us. There's a skate park out there. Yep. And
There's a splash pad
out there. I'm telling you, if you're not there, you're missing a great time.
Yeah. Basketball, softball, whatever you got.
Correct.
And the frisbee golf, there's a frisbee golf course
out there too.
But again, so 10 o'clock on Saturday morning is going to be a perfect day for it. And say hi to Dwight on the grill as he's running that.
Yeah, and I just want to give a big shout out to our Carl Sandberg and Anthony Law, his men of distinction, women of character. They have been so good to us by helping and putting this all together and working with us. They bring their youth out. And Carl Sandberg, I got to give them a big shout out.
And these are people in his organization there that want to help and give back to the community. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And he's teaching, he's teaching community service.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. We are a brother's keeper, and we can't make our community without, each other helping each other.
The NAACP's annual cookout, Kiwanis Park, this Saturday gets underway at 10 o'clock. Dwight White is the vice president of the local NAACP chapter. Dwight, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Thanks for what you're doing for the community.
And thank you for having me, and so we can spread the word.
Absolutely. It is 8:26. It's Galesburg's Morning News.
What's a join fee?